Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Well, Pat, this weekend, Chris, I had the chance. I had a chance to go on a little excursion. A chance to get out in the snow. You know, we had winter storm Nemo, I guess a week ago, I guess it was, when he came and went. And, you know, some of the snow has, you know, went away. But, you know, my son was having a birthday, and I decided that I was going to take him to do something on the outdoors, something fun and exciting. So I took him sledding.
Sledding, huh?
Not just the average sledding now. We went to
down the street or?
No. We actually went to a course because, you know, the snow is gone around here. So I had to go up in the mountains.
Oh, it's already?
Oh, yeah. It's pretty much, for the most part, all melted away.
Yeah.
You know, so that's that, you know, comes and it goes. But up in the mountains, they have this kind of like ski resort, sledding resort type of thing. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to take them out there. Eh, not really, you know, it's just like a. Not resorty, you know. Like the mansions that you're accustomed to. Out of your mind. Get that out of your.
Okay.
Just remove that. Those resorts. Okay. This is okay. Just got a kind of a campsite type of thing, but it's a snow place. It's a snow place. Well, you know, extracurricular activities. Well, anyway, so I take them up there. They actually make snow. Now, I've never seen this before, but they actually make snow. I found that little secret here. It's not really snow that they make, because it looks white. I mean, it just looks white. It looks like regular snow.
Yeah.
But it's very kind of very slippery, and it's actually little tiny beads of ice. I mean, it's like very, very tiny. But I guess with the light shining on it, just makes it look white. But you pick it up in your hands, there's nothing white to it at all. Like snow is white for sure. Mm-hmm. Pick it up and it's white, like cotton. Sometimes it falls on the ground so heavy.
All right.
But the snow, manufactured snow, was little pellets of ice. Mm-hmm. Well, we're going up to this place. We've never been there before. Of course, you know, my sons are just jacked. They're pumped. And we go up to this mountain. I'm thinking at first, you know, how are we going to get up and down these hills? Because I've been sledding before. You know what I'm saying? These hills are no joke.
Yeah.
But this is actually on a mountain. Now, this place has sledding on one side. They actually call it tubing. You get in this tube. Sledding tubing on this one side, and then they have like skiing and snowboarding on the other side as the mountains get steeper. But get this, dude. We go to the top. You go to the top of this mountain, and they literally drag you up. It's like a conveyor belt for big boys like us, for down boys like us. You know, that would be hilarious just watching us climb up this mountain.
All right.
But they put you on this tube. It's like tube that you would go on the back of a boat, if you think, you know, like tubing, those big rubber things.
Right. Yeah.
And it has a rope on the end of it. They slap the rope on this huge like belt. They have this wire, steel wire that just kind of rotates. It's like a pulley system.
Yeah.
And it literally drags everyone up the mountain. So you get a time of reprieve and rest. But I want to play this video. You could just hear the speed and the lightning quickness coming down this mountain. I want you to see this. Go ahead and play that.
All right.
Ah! Oh.
Wow, that sounded painful. Oh, check that out. Dude, they're flying.
He
see you guys there.
You passed him. You left him behind.
Look out, dude.
Crash.
You know, one thing I didn't take into consideration as the wind was going through my hair and I was, you know.
Yeah, right, both of them.
And I was enjoying the brisk, you know, just sun, just coldness going off my face. I said, this is fast. This is good.
You are flying.
What I didn't take into account as I'm recording this, because, you know, that's the first time you're thinking, this is incredible. I mean, this is, you're flying down there. I mean, you're flying on a sheet of ice. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh my goodness. How do we stop? they have these so-called slowdown precaution. I don't know, but these rubber mats they have at the end of this mountain, if you will.
Yeah.
To slow you down. It got like outdoor, indoor carpet towards the end. It does not work.
The squat.
Okay. It's a lie. It's a facade, right? And then the very end of it slopes up like a ramp,
mm-hmm.
right? But what stops you from going over the ramp, supposedly,
yeah.
is a net. But dude, as you can see, I crashed right into the net, phone in my hand. I'm thinking, don't drop the phone.
Yeah, right.
So without dropping the phone, my head went through the net, you know, like against the net. But highly, highly recommended. You know what I'm saying? It was only 2 hours, so it was enough to kind of get in and get out without getting hurt.
Amazing.
But it was definitely worth trying at least once. But that was cool. He had a ball. He had fun. And a great way to be able to get out there and have a little, you know, extracurricular and some fun.
I got a question, though.
Yeah, sure.
Why are you so much further ahead of your son? Why did you, like, just speed past him? What happened?
Well, you know, the law of physics. The law of
physics.
The heavier that you are, it just seems to carry you. It just seems to just.
You shot by him like a bullet, dude. That was amazing.
It was like a rocket. On one side.
Like, see, Isaiah.
Yeah. I mean, the heavier you are, man, it's just like, you don't stand a chance, dude. Right. You don't stand a chance. We almost had a nasty fall at the top. They gather all these people at the top, so they try to release them at, you know, the right timing. Otherwise, I mean, you have mm-hmm. just chaos down there because you can't stop it at all. I mean, once you're on there, it's like,
you better
put on, baby, because you're going down this mountain. But the people at the top started tripping and falling, and this poor lady just fell, boom, right on top of Elijah. He fell back, and it was about to go all the way down.
Like dominoes. Like
split, like there's a split second that they were able to catch it. But you literally had to take your boots. You take your boots now and literally bang your back of your heel into the snow to get footing. And I'm have like military grade boots that Rich gave me.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So I had those, and I'm like, even with those boots, I had to like dig into that snow, into that ice. Otherwise, mm-hmm. you were a goner. You were slipping and definitely sliding.
Wow. It's like walking on ice. I mean.
Yeah, it was cool though. It was cool. I highly, highly recommend it. But then again, you know, I'm sure that you can't enjoy that down there in the, you know, south, you know, in the nice
We have sand.
Hey, which reminds me, we used to go sand sledding.
What?
Yeah, when we were kids.
Uh-huh.
Pat made us a sled out of cardboard.
Yeah.
You know, he was a man of construction even as a kid.
Even as a kid, boy. It was within me.
He was always creating things. But yeah, I remember our dad took us to the beach, and
this is back when we had like huge sand dunes.
Oh yeah,
and they were like mountains.
Yeah, it was before
Hurricane Frederick destroyed them. But yeah,
yeah. But Pat made this awesome sled out of cardboard. It was amazing. We used to slide down these big, huge mountain sand dunes, it was awesome.
Yeah, that was cool.
Wow, that's cool.
I remember that flashback.
Yeah, I've been on those sand dunes. Those are pretty nasty. But I could imagine how high they were probably.
Oh,
back
they used
in the
to be
day.
Huge.
Yeah.
I mean, huge.
Yeah, they were mountains.
There's no joke.
That's just amazing. That is absolutely amazing. I saw a picture on Facebook. I thought it was quite cruel. Someone had a picture of Emerald Coast and said, the writing on it said, "You call this vacation, but I call it home." Not cool. Not cool. And I appreciate that. This picture, the Emerald Coast is beautiful. The water and the beach. And the writing on the picture said, "You call this vacation, but I call..." Yeah. I'm like, come on now. Not cool. They're not like that. They're not appreciate that.
Right, right. You know?
So, you know, we got to find something to do out here in the snow. So, there you have it, okay?
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.